10 shot outside a DJ Khaled eatery as French Montana films a music video. An intruder has been arrested at Billie Eilish's family home, and a director is waiting for Rihanna to sign off on her documentary. It's Friday, January 6th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. At least 10 people were shot on Thursday night while rapper French Montana was filming a music video outside a restaurant co-owned by DJ Khaled. Police responded to the licking in Miami Gardens, Florida, about 24 kilometers north of Miami at around 8 p.m. and found several victims. Miami Garden Police spokesperson Diana Delgado-Gorge told reporters that a large crowd of people was gathered outside the restaurant at the time of the shooting, but it is not yet known if someone shot into the crowd or if there was an exchange of gunfire. No arrests have been made and an investigation is underway. According to unconfirmed reports on social media, rapper Rob49 and bodyguard for French Montana are among the victims. A graphic video circulating on social media shows several people laying on the pavement near pools of blood following the shooting. One witness told local news outlets that people watching the filming of the music video behind a nearby KFC were robbed of valuables. After production had moved to the licking, the witness said as many as 15 gunshots were heard and people scattered. 7 News reported that 4 victims were airlifted to a trauma center and at least one is listed in critical condition. No fatalities were reported. It was the 12th mass shooting in the U.S. so far this year. A man was arrested on Thursday night after someone tried to break into Billie Eilish's childhood home. Police responded to the home in Highland Park area of Los Angeles around 9:15 p.m. local time after witnesses reported seeing a man in dark clothing jump a fence. KCAL News reported that the man was wearing a mask. A suspect was taken into custody, according to ABC 7. It is not known if anyone was home at the time of the attempted break-in. The property belongs to Maggie Baird and Patrick O'Connell, parents of Eilish and brother Phineas. In 2020, Eilish was granted a restraining order against a man who repeatedly showed up at the house. Fans are closer than ever to be able to see the highly anticipated documentary about Rihanna, according to its director. Peter Berg, who directed Rihanna's 2012 Battleship, said he is waiting for the pop superstar and business mogul to give her stamp of approval to the documentary. A title has not yet been disclosed. "She's a perfectionist, so we keep adding," he told The Hollywood Reporter. "It's been 6.5 years of filming, so yeah, it's ready to come out. We're just waiting on her to say, yeah, let's do it, but I don't know, maybe it's a 10-year project." When it was announced in 2015, the doc was hyped as an unfiltered look into Rihanna's life and how she's ascended to becoming a global icon and much more a character study than a music film. 3 years later, Berg told Slash Film, "The documentary is a pretty comprehensive profile on what goes on to making her the talent that she is," and promised that it would be released in 1.5-2 months. In 2019, The Hollywood Reporter cited sources as saying Amazon Prime paid $25 million US for the rights to the untitled documentary. Berg, in 2020, in an interview with Collider, said the project was almost done and would likely start streaming in July 2021. In a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Berg said chronicling Rihanna's busy life has been such an enriching experience. He added, "I don't really care how long it takes." Rihanna is scheduled to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show in Arizona next month. The singer has not released an album since 2016's Anti. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for a new episode of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.